So Ion, when the printing press was invented, was it developed in other worlds before it was brought to this world?
No, here first.
Here first. And Gutenberg was actually a goldsmith.
Hold on just a second. Let's clean that up. Some worlds still never got it. They're far more advanced than yourself. Far more. They really? Never had to fall. They never had to fall. See, the problem with the reading is now you have a bias that judges that you are. See, before there was a printing press, do you realize you didn't know you were a sinner? You didn't know.
And these worlds that did not develop a printing press, did they ever go into the electronic age?
Nope, didn't have to.
The electronic so do they have mass?
Because all the no.
Go ahead.
No.
So electronic age is not required in those worlds. Just like the printing press is not required.
It's not required in yours either.
And Gutenberg was actually a goldsmith. So what was he doing fooling around with the printing press?
He was trying to copy what Archimedes also failed to grasp.
In these other worlds where they didn't develop the printing press, do they have mass communication?
They certainly do.
Now, how do they mass communicate?
And they say Eureka a tremendous amount of the time. They just communicate. They just know. Okay, wait a second. Let's get this. We can do this. How do they communicate? Okay, look at your hand. Can you see your hand, Ed?
Yes.
Move your fingers and look at your fingers move and watch them move.
Okay.
Now, you and I communicated just then, but then you did an action. Did you communicate that action to your fingers? How did you communicate that action to your fingers?
Well, that's what I wanted to do, and my fingers moved.
And did you? Okay, and that's how they communicate, person to person.
Okay.
It's the same connection. It's the same connection. Do you know what SOS means, Ed?
Shit on shingle?
No. Save our ship.
Okay.
That's what SOS means. That's what the communication, when you all else fails, you put out an SOS signal. And everyone knows that SOS, well, maybe you don't know, maybe you should know, that someone's ship is in jeopardy. That SOS is a universal type of correspondence, as it were. And yet, in a universal correspondence, you're not aware of, you see, is the rub. So that's what mediacology, that's the disadvantage of mediacology. But don't worry, you're catching up quickly, because right now, guess what, Ed? WFD, what's the BFD? All of a sudden, we're communicating. You know what we meant when we said, what's the big fucking deal? And we didn't have to write that or say it, and it's just those letters, and you knew. So you're going back. You're going back to the non-mediacology stance of knowing. See, people used to read the Farmer's Almanac. You're an information farm, so going into the implementation process might be good for you. Now what happens is you have an implement that you put into the ground to till the ground. You see, you stir it up a little so that it doesn't have compaction. Now words are an example of compaction. That's why the grass won't grow where you drive the tractor through the field a great deal. It makes like a road where the grass grows in the middle. That's called compaction. An implementation will till the soil and break it up, see, so that seeds can flourish and the soil can bring forth vines and or plants and or fruit. Okay, so what you want to do is you don't want compaction from the mediacology. You want a tilled, fertile soil You can even do it in a furrow if you want to, but you can just broadcast seed it too. It's perfectly all right. Then what happens is you start creating. You don't have to worry about where the rows are, like in media ecology. You can just enjoy the benefits of a beautiful garden.
And can we visit these other worlds where the printing press was not developed or there's no media ecology?
Of course. Of course, as some would say, that fucked up place you live in, Oahu, is almost replete of the printing press.